Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I got something in my mail offering gig internet for $70 a month.
And yes.
I'm interested.
Absolutely. I can definitely give you some more information. Did you have any questions about it?
Not particularly.
Okay. Were you looking to sign up today? Because I can definitely help you out with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. What is your service address, please, Brian?
669 Schoolhouse Road. And that's 12477.
Okay. All right, so we're looking at Socrates. And just bear with me as I do pull that up. Oh, give me one moment as I mistyped that. There we go. Got it pulled up, and I do see that it is available for service now. Do you have any questions about the plan, or I mean, I can just dive right on in if you'd prefer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a lot of questions. I mean, I currently have like cable internet, and I'm getting the same speed, 1,000 Mbps, but it's significantly more expensive. So.
Absolutely. The other difference is also we offer 1,000 megabytes per second upload as well as the download. So it's symmetrical.
Yeah, I get a small fraction up. So.
I completely understand because with my previous cable company, it was the same thing where I would get 1 gig down, but I wouldn't even see close to that gig. And then for the upload, it was only like 35 megabytes per second.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm dealing with.
Which honestly really doesn't help for me as a photographer because guess what? I have to send a whole bunch of photos.
Yeah. My understanding is it also helps quite a bit with like the way that my end is received over Zoom and stuff like that, which is important.
Yes. And that is also very important, especially if you have work meetings through Zoom.
Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Okay, we can definitely dive right on in. Is your location a home or a business?
It's a home.
A home? Perfect. And is this, let's see. How large approximately is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about 1,100 square feet.
Okay, so not terribly big. All right. The reason I ask that is because your first Archtop router is included in your monthly package price. One additional extender is included if needed for a residential 1 gig and 2 gig packages. So we do have that free as included in the price. We are going for the 1 gig. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the 1 gig is enough. I mean, I do currently have the router is connected to my own
modem.
Sorry, the modem is connected to my own router system.
Oh, gotcha.
I have an Orbi system that's like a three-piece system. So my partner's, she has like a little shack sort of that's her studio that's across the driveway. So we need that to, like, everything works right now as far as the network. So I don't know if we really need the extender, but or if that would help us since we already have a three-piece sort of extender system.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we do recommend that you do use our router simply because when it comes to troubleshooting, we have a lot more capability if you're using our router that we provide. We have a back-end system that allows us to do speed tests and troubleshoot and figure out what may be causing either slow speeds or whatever the issue is. We're able to see that. Now, if you wanted to use your Orbi system, absolutely, you can definitely do so. But we definitely recommend that you use ours in case you have any issues with the Wi-Fi. We can definitely troubleshoot that for you.
Yeah, I mean, if if when they're setting it up, we can test to see if that Wi-Fi is reaching
Yeah,
out well to
absolutely.
the shed.
And that's
As
also
long as
where
that.
the extender would also help. You can possibly get it out closer to the shed so that it definitely reaches that.
Yeah, like we can try it with that, and that's really the concern, that it reaches out there. Because if it doesn't, then I would want to use
Yeah,
the shed, because
absolutely.
it does
And the tech
reach out
would be
there.
more than happy to go ahead and assist with that as well.
Okay, great.
And then, were you looking for any phone service?
No.
Perfect. And do you currently own or rent your property?
I own it.
Do you know how your utility wires, such as Central Hudson, is feeding your home? Are the cables through the air or under the ground, or are you not sure?
Right now, the electricity and the cable internet is coming through the air.
Okay. All right. We do have a primary focus on burial, but if we have to go aerial, we would definitely go aerial, but we try as a main focus to bury the cables.
Okay.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And Brian, is it Brian or Bryan?
It's with a Y.
And what is your last name, please?
It's Kasenic, Kasenic.
Now that was KAF as in Frank or S as in Sam?
S as in Sam.
Perfect. All right. And that's ENIC as in Charlie, right? Okay. And then what is the best email address for you, please?
Beyondbooking@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. This will also double as your email address that you would use to log into the online portal, just so that you're aware. And what's the best
Okay.
phone number that you would like on the account, please?
917-647-3336.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
No.
And how may we contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text, though most people do select text because it is the most account-related way. And you can also confirm your installation appointment via text as well as, it's mostly account-specific. We don't typically send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. So that's why a lot of people do go for that. But just be aware that message and
Text.
data rates may apply, if that's okay.
Yeah, text is fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for then as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your score. All we need is a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to the installation. You can opt to bypass it, but that would automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit, and your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as either a bill credit or a one-time payment to you, usually via check. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check? Again, we don't see anything. We don't see like your score or anything else on the credit score or on the credit check. It just tells us whether you are required to pay the deposit.
Yeah, I'm fine with the credit check.
Okay. And just be aware that if you do have a credit freeze, it will prevent us from doing the credit check. So I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that first. And just bear with me. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I apologize. I'm just putting in the information so that way we can go ahead and get that done. Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold while I go ahead and pull that up?
Sure, no problem.
I do appreciate it. Thank you. I'll be back in a moment.